Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Congratulations on the announcement of the brand new season, 2023-24. It is the 101st season of the TSO, and it's headed a bold new beginning. How does this season mark a new beginning for the TSO?
Well, this is always a very exciting time. I would say how this is a bold new beginning for the TSO is that, you know, we thought a lot about how do we make a statement about who we are now while standing on the shoulders of all of the amazing performances and people who've brought those performances to us over the past 100 years. This is a season that is very much looking forward, thinking about new music, thinking about welcoming in new voices to the concert hall, and along with those voices, new audiences, and also still focusing on all of those wonderful pieces from the canon that we know and love.
How does the season as a whole reflect your vision for the TSO and where you want it to go?
It reflects that vision in the freshness that I think is obvious here. You know, there are 30 works that are being performed for the first time that the Toronto Symphony Orchestra has never played. And of course, not all commissions, but, you know, some pieces from composers we might know that have just never quite made it onto the stage or never quite made it into the canon, as we would call it. So again, it's about this fresh, open arms, open heart kind of season and kind of approach to programming in this coming year.
When you talk about bringing new voices to the TSO stage, who are you speaking of?
I'm thinking about new guest artists and conductors who will make their debuts. And I'm also thinking about new pieces of music that we'll be hearing. For example, there are a number of world premiere and North American premieres, one of which I'm quite excited about is a work by Ian Cusson, which is part of our partnership, the Art of Healing program with CAMH. I am so looking forward to our three next-gen composers, all of whom are women in this coming year, and hearing more music from composers that we know, but new pieces, Sammy Musa, Francisca Coy, Detlef Glanert. Also, there's some fantastic debuts this year. Isata Kana-Mason, we just heard her fantastic brother, Sheku Kana-Mason. She is an equally dazzling artist, but she plays piano, and she'll be joining the orchestra for the first time next season. Randall Gooseby, a fantastic American violinist. So I'm looking forward to building all of these new relationships.
I imagine that's part of what factors into attracting new listeners, but are there other facets in which this season is aiming to do that?
You know, in a sense, I think every Toronto Symphony Orchestra season offers many opportunities to get engaged with the music and to get engaged with the orchestra, because I've spoken mostly about our classical masterwork series, but of course, we have our pop series with concerts around Aretha Franklin and doo-wop music and the music of John Williams and Star Wars. We have young people's concerts. We have our relaxed concert series, which is focused on families and people who are neurodiverse. And so there are always many ways that a person who loves music can find a home at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
Now, there are a lot of wonderful things that you've already mentioned, but are there specific features of the season that you haven't already spoken of that you're particularly proud of?
You know, I'm looking forward to the return of Michael Tilson Thomas, who is a conductor that I've known for many, many years. In fact, we used to work together when I was at the San Francisco Symphony, and he has not been to the Toronto Symphony in something like 35 or 40 years. And I am just thrilled that he will return and he'll be conducting Mahler, which is really his great specialty. I'm also very much looking forward to our two spotlight artists for next year, both of whom are Canadian, James Ennis, the dazzling violinist, and Emily D'Angelo, this wonderful young Canadian mezzo-soprano. I think she's so incredible because she sings new music and commissions and Mahler and Berg. And I mean, she's just a genius, and she does everything at such an incredibly high level. And I'm thrilled about her really making her debut with our audiences here.
Well, Mark, it looks like a fantastic season ahead. And again, congratulations on the launch of season 101.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, Kathleen.
Exciting times when the new season is being announced. And I have noticed on the program next year, the TSO is continuing this new tradition of spotlighting its own. Which members of the TSO in particular are stepping out to the front of the stage next season?
Oh, nice. Well, we've got a bunch of us. The strings are represented. I'm doing a concerto. We've got Ari Kosaka, our principal second. We've got Claire Sams and Yolanda Bruno, who have both just been named associate concertmasters in the orchestra. And we've got our amazing wind sections also performing. Andrew McCandless is going to be doing a Brandenburg concerto. Mike Sweeney on bassoon. Sarah Jeffrey on oboe. And Eric Abramovitz on clarinet is going to be doing Copeland's clarinet concerto. So great representation of amazing music with amazing performers.
And you yourself will be featured in October in Ligeti's Violin Concerto. Tell us about this piece and the special timing of this performance.
Yeah, so this is the 100th anniversary of Ligeti's birth. And this is a piece I've performed a few times. It's absolutely wacko. I got to do it at university, at McGill University with the contemporary ensemble there. And this is one of my favorite concertos, but I feel a little bit sorry for the orchestra because they have no idea what they're in for. It's one of the hardest things ever written for the orchestra, and the winds have to play on these crazy ocarinas that make the most ethereal sound. The concertmaster part is entirely scored a tour, which means that the violin is tuned differently, and it's, I think, probably harder than the solo part. But this is one of these amazing modern concertos. It's incredibly accessible, and Ligeti knew how to tap into something that we wanted to listen to. So even though his writing is incredibly advanced and extremely modern, it's still got these folk aspects and the idea of beautiful and kind of captivating sounds from the orchestra that people can really get into and they understand, even if they think they won't like modern music.
Now, aside from the Ligeti Concerto, what repertoire are you excited about?
Oh, I mean, it's such a huge list. We've got amazing stuff, and it's exciting. There's a new work on every single program next year. Looking to the future, you know, we've just finished our 100th year, and in the next 100 years, there's probably going to be a lot of new music that we play, and it's exciting to have one of those at least on every program. Specifically, I love The Rite of Spring. It's one of my favorite pieces to play, and we're opening the season with it. Mahler is always a huge hit. We're doing Mahler's Third Symphony, and Michael Tilson Thomas is coming back for Mahler's Five, the first time that he's been back with the TSO in many, many years. So that's going to be a huge highlight, I think, for almost the entire orchestra.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, actually, in addition to Michael Tilson Thomas, I expected that that would be an exciting one for you guys. Are there any other guest conductors you're particularly looking forward to working with next season?
Yeah, we actually have two debuting conductors that have great reputations that we haven't managed to get over the past couple of years. Oksana Leniv, who's a Ukrainian conductor, again, with a great reputation, and Joanna Malvitz. So these are two kind of new conductors that are really up and coming that I'm excited to work with for the first time.
Well, it looks like an exciting season ahead, Jonathan. Thank you for giving us this preview.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Joining me now is your favorite Pops conductor and mine, the TSO's own Stephen Reinecke. Stephen, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's great to speak with you.
And it's always an exciting moment here when the new TSO season is announced, and you're going to be back continuing your already 10-plus year tenure as the TSO's principal Pops conductor. And as always, you're bringing a fantastic slate of lively programs to Roy Thompson Hall next season. Let's start with the doo-wop project.
Oh, yeah. I am super excited about this entire season. Everything is just so much fun, and it really is a wide variety for everybody. And opening the season in October with the doo-wop project is going to be great fun. It is comprised of five gentlemen who have all starred on Broadway. They're veterans of the musicals Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical. So imagine, you know, the music of The Temptations and The Four Seasons. But what they also do is take even more modern songs, you know, music by Michael Jackson or Maroon 5, and do them in the style of, say, a doo-wop group. So they're highly entertaining.
Oh, amazing. And then I understand Mary Poppins fans will have something to look forward to next March. Tell us about A Spoonful of Sugar.
A Spoonful of Sugar with Ashley Brown. Now, Ashley Brown is a dear friend of mine and an incredible Broadway performer, singer, and actress. She originated the role of Mary Poppins in the Disney musical Mary Poppins on Broadway. And she does a lot of work with the Disney organization. So we'll definitely do plenty of Disney music on this concert. And it's definitely music, a show for the entire family.
And later on in the spring, the Force with the TSO will be the music of Star Wars. Such a rich trove of well-loved themes in those movies, but also fantastic orchestral music. What makes selections from these film scores so listenable on their own again and again?
Because John Williams is the master of film composition. He is such an incredible composer. There is just an incredible canon of music that he wrote for all these 9 movies in the Star Wars saga. And I am particularly looking forward to this program because it's a program that I very carefully curated myself. It features the incredible musicians of the orchestra, no other singers or guest artists. And it has music from all 9 movies in the Star Wars saga, as well as the 2 anthology movies, Rogue One and Solo. And it really gives a wonderful progression of themes, and I've got some great storytelling throughout. So it's a terrific show, and I highly recommend the audience to please dress up in your favorite costume.
Okay.
I mean, it's so fun when people come dressed in their as their favorite characters.
Okay, so that's in April next year. So listeners, you've got a lot of time to start planning for that costume now. Next up, though, in May 2024, tribute to Aretha Franklin. That's going to be amazing.
Well, yeah, so much great music. Yeah, a program called Respect. It's a tribute to Aretha Franklin with 3 incredible vocalists joining the TSO. I'm sure it's going to have everybody dancing in the aisles.
You always bring amazing singers. And coming up in June, you've got Broadway blockbusters with Remien Karamlou and Michaela Bennett. Tell us about them.
Well, these are both of them Canadian singers, but have had incredible careers on Broadway and around the world. Remien Karamlou is just one of the finest voices of this generation. Many people will know him as the Phantom of the Opera, his roles in Les Miserables. He originated one of the lead roles in the musical Anastasia. He's currently starring in Funny Girl on Broadway. And Michaela Bennett is somebody I've not worked with before, and I'm really looking forward to it. She's a young gal who came from Canada and studied at the Juilliard School, the famous Juilliard School of Music in New York City, and was studying opera. So she's got this incredible voice that is very flexible, that she can do both classical opera singing as well as crossover into the Broadway canon. And she is really an immense talent. I'm very much looking forward to working with her and pairing her with Remien Karamlou.
Now, not to leave out, of course, one of the great TSO holiday traditions, the Holiday Pops in December, and hometown hero Molly Johnson is featured. Tell us about that one.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this because I've never worked with Molly Johnson, and she is quite a force of nature, such an incredible talent and so beloved in Canada and in Toronto. She put out an album of Christmas music that is just terrific, and I listened to it and thought, oh, why don't we work with her with the TSO and have her join us for the holidays? And of course, we'll be joined once again by the wonderful students of the Etobicoke School of the Arts Holiday Chorus, who always add so much to the festivities.
Well, we are so looking forward to another great season with you, Stephen Reinecke. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Kathleen.